IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You are listening to Viewpoints on IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the host of this program. This series of Viewpoints is concerned with the thoughts and speeches of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. With me in the studio are two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Qasim and Sheikh Sadiq. Sheikh Sadiq, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, very happy to be with you.
You're welcome, brother. And Sheikh Qasim, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, in a series of the programs of Viewpoints regarding the speeches and the thoughts of the leader of Iran, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, today we want to talk about the important concept of safety, or it could be also roughly translated as security, and also calmness and tranquility inside, which these two terms or these two concepts are usually juxtaposed, come together. You know, just look at the way that the nature is waking us up every morning. And just look at the rain, look at the trees, look at even the animals, brother, okay? Yeah. Look at what are the animals, you know, are doing in the very early morning. Subhanallah, when you look at them, they are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are very much thankful to the very much creator. So if you ask the world, and if you listen to the voices, I think, because we are not listening nowadays, okay? If you listen to the world, you can see that they find their own true source. Yeah. And they know that they're going to. But unfortunately, this rationality, this intellect that the human beings is benefited with is getting us away and away. And every day, although there are many innovations, there are many novelties, there are many, new discoveries around, but the people in the world are day by day away from the security and peace inside. They cannot find peace anywhere. They commit suicide, they take pills, they take this and that, they take tranquilizers, okay, as the pills. They cannot find it. And unfortunately, I think this is because they are day by day away from the fitra. Isn't it, Sheikh Sadiq? What's your comment on that?
Yeah, we could say it's being away from the meaning, especially when you think about suicide.
Yes.
When you don't have, like, sometimes it's because of, like, severe problems.
Yeah.
Put that away. But people who just don't find meaning, like, why should I go on?
That's right.
Why should I go on? What does it mean? If it doesn't mean anything, I don't want to continue. So that could be one of the biggest motivations for suicide.
That's right.
And the problem with that is, the reason for that is, the true meaning of life is infinity, is becoming infinite.
Okay.
Is realizing, actualizing your potential, which is infinite.
That's right.
Getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words. And when everything that you learn when you're brought up is your life is limited to the time when you're born and when you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Your bodily, physical, material life. That's it. Of course, that doesn't have any meaning.
And the expectations, brother. The expectations that are made for the people nowadays in the world. They are surrounded by the expectations which cannot be fulfilled and achieved. Buying the car, buying the house, having this, having that.
Yeah, okay? That is a source of anxiety.
Yeah, is a source of anxiety. And day by day, you cannot reach that. You are getting away.
Yeah.
You deceive this one. You trick that one. You make a trap with that. You got, you know, you have to get a big loan with much higher rate of interest in order to buy this, in order to buy that. And you make yourself indebted to the world around yourself. And just one day after 30, 40 years of life, you look around and you see what you have. You do not have peace inside. So this materialistic mundane life would not bring tranquility and security for you. Then I miss the money. I miss my house. What should I do? I should go, I call it, to artificial security and peace. What is that? Insurance companies. You got to get to the insurance companies. You got to this bank, to that institute, to this judicial system, to that judicial system, please help me. I want to have my tranquility and peace back. I want to have my checks secured. Okay, they have secure, isn't there? They're securing your bank checks, okay? This is not a type of security or justice, or it's better to say tranquility.
We just got a business idea. We can create a insurance company and call it Tawakkul. That would be the ultimate irony.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it's better to say, yeah, insurance company with the name of Tawakkul, trust in Allah. The case is that sometimes the Muslims, I mean, do their obligations, do their salat, you know, take fast, do this, do that. But still, they do not reach that type of peace inside. What's the problem?
Well, we're too concerned and focused on the appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're hungry, and I give you a cooking book, right?
Okay.
A book of recipes.
Yes.
And you go and read the recipes 5 times a day,
mm-hmm.
and repeat them, and repeat them, and repeat them. Cake, cake, cake.
Okay.
Does that fill your stomach?
No.
It doesn't satisfy your hunger,
no.
Does it? It's the same with religion. It's not about repeating the words or repeating the actions. These are pointers to a goal. We have to be concerned with the underlying meaning.
That's right.
And that's why we have hudur qalb.
Yes, the presence of the heart.
We hear it, yes. We repeat it, but we don't work for it.
Oh.
Seriously, right?
That's right.
So no wonder that we still have anxiety and depression and everything else among the religious communities as well.
That's why we have it among the people. Okay, Sheikh Qasim, so what's your comment on that, brother? Why do you think that some people who are even religious, they cannot find tranquility and peace inside?
I think the problem is that even though that we believe that deep down we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not the case, this is not the case in reality. So in a way, our worldly affairs have become our Lord. مَنَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ. So our lust, our, you know, desires have become our Lord. Yeah, so this is what happens. So when you are praying, when you are fasting, it lacks, you know, the reality of that worship that you're doing, that which is bringing you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't think about this. This is one thing. Another thing is that, unfortunately, we take serious things that must not be taken serious.
Okay.
You know? This is what unfortunately.
For example,
is.
What?
And we do not okay. take those things that are there to be taken okay. serious as no serious.
They call it this necessities of the life today.
Yeah. So
because the lifestyle is very much different.
Exactly.
You know,
this
if you don't have a car,
so we have to, we have to just suffice to the necessitiness of
okay.
those things.
Okay.
Do not go further. You know,
yeah.
this unfortunately they have became whatever that we have to, you know, work for.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem that we have. We don't think. Sometimes we just forget that. We're going to go somewhere else. You know, there's another life expecting
yeah.
and waiting for us, actually. There's a very beautiful tradition from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wassalam in Nahj al-Balagha. It's been, if I'm not mistaken, it's the Hikmah 132 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. So the story goes that Imam Ali alayhi salam was returning from the Battle of Siffin, and he was... by the boundaries of Kufa, and they were, you know, like, I don't know, a year they were preparing for the war, they were fighting, and all those things happened at the Safin battle, and they are going back to their hometown, and Imam Ali alayhi wasalam stopped them and went to one cemetery close to Kufa.
Yes.
And then he went on and started addressing the dead.
The dead people, that's right.
And then said, if you want to, started talking to the dead and said, if you want to know about what happened after you left this world, I'm going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Your wives and your husbands got married again. Your, properties was...
taken away, that's right.
Yeah, taken away.
That's right.
Everything, you know.
Yes.
And then Imam alayhi wasalam turned to his soldiers, his troop, and said, do you want to know if they were allowed to talk about, you know, what happened to them in the hereafter? They would tell you that the most important thing that we need here is at-taqwa. Mm-hmm. And the khayr az-zat at-taqwa. So this is the thing that we have to take serious.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, everything has changed. You know, those things that should not be taken serious, unfortunately, now are taken serious.
Yeah, taqwa.
Yeah.
It's difficult, man, to reach, you know, in the true sense of the word. Sometimes we think that taqwa is doing these routine things, you know, doing our salat and doing our psalm or something like that, living some of the forbidden acts. But man, taqwa is difficult. I mean, the pure taqwa is very much difficult to reach. But I think as a suggestion for our dear listeners who are listening to us now all around the world, you tested, you know, and you examined all the ways around. Examine Shia Islam too. And the ways and the infallible imams, you know, have suggested to you, okay?
Yeah.
So examine this one too. If you do not get the answer, okay, then it's yours. It's all upon yours. And I think that in order to find peace inside, it's very much personal. But at the same time, the presence of a teacher or a trainer beside could help us very much.
Sure.
Because sometimes the quality of the religious actions that we are doing is not very much high standard. So we have to refer to a trainer or a teacher, an alim or a scholar to get some guidelines, okay? So
by referring, we do not just mean that, you know, go to, you know, physically a person. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just can read their, you know.
Yes, it could be reading out the books or, yes, everything. And this is how the spirit and the soul of all the justice seekers, the good people around the world exist. During all, I think, the eras of the history, here, there, and in the future generation. Visiting the tombs of the infallibles, you know, paying the visit to the Kaaba, seeing an alim, even the face an alim, okay, which you believe is a religious scholar, an alim, having a chit-chat or a talk with him, okay? These all could help us very much, but everything starts from inside, inside your spirit, inside your soul. You have to start one day. Then I believe that if you cannot find the true peace inside, even the prayer and salat cannot help you. Because you do prayer, you do salat, but you say, I'm not peaceful inside. What's happening? Why am I not able to talk to God, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the problem? I mean, these distractions has to be removed from around us. We are very much distracted nowadays, unfortunately. Okay, that's all we have time for today's discussion regarding how to find security and peace inside. Inshallah, through the love of Allah and the infallible Imams and the Masumin, we can find security in the true sense of the word in our lives.
Amen.
For ourselves, the people around, our family members, and all the people who we like, inshallah. May Allah help us in this way. The people, especially nowadays during COVID-19, the pandemic around the world, the people all around the world are looking for peace inside. Mm. You know, they are really passing difficult times. This is a very, very big test for us, how we can tolerate these hard situations. I think this is a big trial for all the people around the world. So, thank you much, Sheikh Qasim and Sheikh Sadeq, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listener, for listening to us. To another episode, God be with you. Fi amanallah.
Makes no sense. I know that you exist. You are. guides me through my darkest night, shows me right from wrong and a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No,